Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
Let me tell you about one person who I know cares for you. You know, this time of the year can be a lonely time for many people. Everyone has their family, or do they? There are a lot of people about who are very private and keep themselves to themselves. They would not trouble anyone with their problems and would not presume that anyone else is actually interested. I have good news for anyone who is reading this who thinks like that. I know someone who is interested in you. His name is Jesus. He is recorded as saying in the Gospel of John, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." You know, God cares for you so much that the Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I find it very encouraging that the Lord Jesus is personally interested in every one of us. For no other reason, actually, than he wants the best for you. If you doubt that, then I'd suggest that you read one of the four Gospels in the New Testament. That's the second part of the Bible. You know, the record about Jesus says that he went about doing good. I was just studying for a meeting, and I was going through Matthew's Gospel and chapter 9, and time again, the Lord Jesus touches people's lives with his grace, his kindness, and his goodness. The Bible says he went about doing good. You know, for 3 years, he dispensed blessing and forgiveness to men and women who came across his path. He healed some people physically. He also healed the brokenhearted. He met their spiritual needs. And you know, by doing this, he was proving that God is indeed interested in our lives. God is caring. God cares for you. God has time for you. Even the very amazing miracles of the Lord Jesus demonstrated that God cares. The one who can heal the body can indeed save the soul. You know, you could come to God, might be quietly, might be in the privacy of your own room, by praying to him wherever you are. The Bible does say that we have a difficulty when it comes to God. We've all sinned and we need his forgiveness. We've broken his commandments. But you know, when we agree with God that we have disobeyed his commandments and ask for his forgiveness, he promises that he will save us. That's the wonderful truth of Christianity. "He that cometh to me," the Lord Jesus said, "I will in no wise cast out." Now, why should we come? Well, what's the danger? What's the difficulty? Well, God is just and God must deal with wrong. Our sin has consequences. Breaking God's law is damaging in our lives. It's just like you put your hand on an electric element or on a fire and you'll get burned. It's an automatic consequence. Sin hurts and it has ongoing consequences. That's why we needed God to intervene. God can save us from his future punishment. We will face the penalty, the automatic consequence of our sin. But Christ died for our sins. He died indeed so that anyone who comes can be forgiven because Jesus bore the judgment of God. Now, he could do that because he's without flaw or failing. He's sinless, he's holy, he's pure, and therefore he was qualified to pay the price on our behalf. The wonderful thing about Christianity is the work was done by the Lord Jesus. The price is paid in full. You just need to receive him. You need to come, not necessarily physically, but in your heart, come to him and call upon his name. I was a boy when I got saved. I became a Christian at the age of 5. For 50 years, I've known the presence and the power of God. I failed him many times, but he's a wonderful saviour, and I recommend him to you today.
You are listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the Word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.